Imagine a mischievous creature perched on your shoulder, constantly whispering thoughts of inadequacy, fear, and limitation. This is your gremlin, the narrator in your head that's been with you since birth. It uses your past experiences to hypnotize you into living a limited life, keeping you trapped in cycles of self-sabotage. Rick Carson's revolutionary approach doesn't promise enlightenment or riches, but something perhaps more valuable, the ability to enjoy each day more fully by freeing yourself from this inner saboteur. The gremlin isn't merely your inner critic, it's the source of all negative thoughts, using your fears and past experiences against you. It's sophisticated and shape-shifting, appearing sometimes as a trusted advisor, other times as an obvious enemy. What makes Carson's method so powerful is how it transforms this complex psychological concept into something we can visualize, understand, and ultimately tame. You exist beyond your constantly changing body, personality, beliefs, and thoughts. What you truly are, sometimes called soul, spirit, or essence, is best understood as life itself. This life belongs solely to you, not your parents, spouse, employer, or children. It's a direct gift from the universe, along with your ability to respond to it as you choose. The natural you exists inside your body as an observer that understands essence beyond words and holds the key to your happiness. Your gremlin tries to seduce you away from trusting yourself through endless analysis, while your essential self integrates wisdom effortlessly. Your gremlin has trapped you in habitual responses to emotions, prisons built from past experiences. When emotions like anger, joy, sadness, sexual feeling, or fear arise, your response is likely automatic, based on childhood beliefs. Did you learn that anger is uncouth, joy immature, sadness equals weakness, sexual feeling shameful, fear means cowardice? These beliefs become the bars of your emotional prison. Consider how you respond to anger. Notice its effects on your body and breathing. When unexpressed, where do you store it? Stomach, neck, shoulders? With whom do you express anger versus swallow it? Your gremlin has convinced you these habits keep you safe when they actually keep you small. The path to freedom begins with simply noticing, paying attention without analyzing, predicting, or dwelling on the past. Like watching an engaging movie, you cast your awareness without strain. Your awareness can focus on three realms: your body, the external world, or the world of mind. Body and surroundings anchor you in the present, while thoughts and memories take you to the mind realm. Both have value, but conscious awareness of how you move between these realms is key to taming your gremlin. Try this. For 30 seconds, observe your breathing without altering it. Feel the air moving through your nose into your lungs. Notice your abdomen's movement. When your mind wanders, gently return to your breath. This practice creates space between you and your gremlin, where freedom resides. Your self-concept, the story you tell about who you are, is fundamentally limited because you are more than any concept. True contentment comes from actualizing yourself, not your concept of who you should be. We all create personas based on fears our gremlin instills in us, like super executive, damsel in distress, macho man, or sensitive soul. While acting can be fun, believing you are your act leads to anxiety and emptiness when your performance falters. Relationships often begin with an unspoken agreement. I'll help validate your self-concept if you validate mine. When one person tires of acting or sees through the other's facade, tension arises. This creates an opportunity for genuine intimacy, sharing your natural self without the barriers of acts and self-concepts. When you catch yourself saying, "I'm just not creative," or "I've always been bad with money," recognize these aren't truths, but concepts your gremlin uses to keep you safely limited. What might be possible if you stopped believing these stories? Engaging with your gremlin intellectually only strengthens it. Consider John, whose innocent jealousy over his wife's comment about another man spiraled into obsession. Despite reassurances, John's gremlin kept creating elaborate infidelity scenarios from the smallest gestures. His mental arguments only entrenched the problem. The solution isn't to argue with your gremlin, but to simply notice its chatter, without engagement, like acknowledging passing clouds without trying to grab them. If you must engage, set strict boundaries. Limit it to 1 to 5 minutes maximum, using a timer if necessary. Your gremlin employs specific control strategies, telling you you can't achieve certain results, bombarding you with shoulds, oughts, and musts, confusing wants with genuine needs, convincing you that you don't deserve things, and presenting fantasy as reality. When you notice these patterns, make simple linguistic shifts. Replace can't with choose not to, substitute should with could, and exchange need with want. These small changes create powerful openings for freedom. Taming your gremlin isn't about rigid self-improvement. It's about playful experimentation. Your gremlin wants you to believe feeling good requires hard work, strain, and worry, but peace doesn't come from these approaches. Avoid telling yourself you should change. These are gremlin terms that dampen experimentation. Instead, change for a change by playing around without committing forever, which only creates new rigid habits. Being a choice moment to moment is vital in gremlin taming. When expressing emotions, try honest statements that acknowledge your feelings while respecting relationships. There's something I want to say, but I'm afraid of your reaction. Or, I'm angry with you and I also respect you. These create space for authentic connection. Try accenting the obvious, existentially highlighting your habits to the point of absurdity. If you're shrinking from conflict, imagine yourself literally growing smaller. If holding in anger, puff yourself up like a thundercloud and look in a mirror. This playfulness disarms your gremlin, which prefers seriousness. Viewing gremlin taming as an ongoing adventure is essential for inner satisfaction. With practice, even your gremlin's loudest interruptions become mere annoyances. Your gremlin insists happiness awaits in the future, after you've perfected your life. In reality, contentment isn't something to capture. It's available within you now. Being in process means embracing life's continuous unfolding. Though initially unsettling, this perspective becomes invigorating as you master gremlin taming. Carson calls your natural self's essence true love. No description fully captures its subtle yet powerful perfection. True love isn't a thought but an experience, always trustworthy and present within you regardless of your awareness. It differs from excitement or desire, though these sensations intensify when built upon true love. Imagine how your life might transform with more consistent access to this true love. How would your relationships change, your work, your self-relationship? Gremlin taming becomes a pathway to your natural self and the true love within. Share your experience with others and enjoy your life, one breath at a time. Your gremlin may never vanish completely, but with practice, its influence will diminish, allowing your essential self to shine through more consistently.